sitting in my office with a plate of grilled bacon. Call my man Black just to see what was shaking.
Yo, Mike, our town is dope and pretty.
So check out how we live
in the Electric City.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
NYG Weekly, the post-first round edition. Ethan Weiss here with you. Before we get into everything, we've got to take care of the housekeeping. First things first, follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at EthanGSN. You can follow Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow the blog at GothamSN. Subscribe. We're on iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and now officially on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify user, go hit follow on NY Giants Weekly, and you can get the episodes fresh to your Spotify app. Last but not least, I want to thank everyone that came out last night. It was a good time. Shout out to East End Bar. Shout out to Kenny. Great host. Shout out to everyone that came out. You guys were great. We had a great time. And it was great to meet some of the listeners. I hope I don't sound too hungover. I feel like my voice is like a little bit raspy, a little bit deep. We are recording in the morning, so I could attribute it to that. Weiss, you do sound a little bit tired. How are you?
I'm good. I spent much of the night talking myself into this. but I think, you know, right off the bat, I mean, we got to go back. This whole process started, you know, last year about, I think, week, when it was the loss to the Chargers.
Okay.
When they lost to the Chargers, you know, and they lost Odell and they lost, you know, Brandon Marshall, everything about the rest of the season didn't matter. And it was just all about, you know, this moment and what they would do with the number two pick and whether or what they would do with such a high pick, because it was seemingly known that they were going to be in position to grab a quarterback if they so choose. And that's exactly what it was. They were there. Sam Darnold was there. Josh Rosen was there. Josh Allen was there. And they opted to go in a different direction. And it sure seems like they didn't even contemplate taking a quarterback. So, you know, this is, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from Saquon Barkley. I mean, I love Saquon Barkley as a player. I mean, there's no denying that the Giants got a very, very good football player. But at the end of the day, the most important position in this league is the quarterback position. And I don't care who your receivers are. I don't care who your running back is. And I don't care how good your defense is. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to be successful. Their commitment to Eli's show yesterday sure seems like this entire offseason has been one big I'm sorry, Eli.
Yep.
For benching you for Geno Smith. But you know, ultimately we'll judge this pick on what happens with Sam Darnold, what happens with Josh Rosen, what happens with Josh Allen, and ultimately what happens with Lamar Jackson. I'll throw him in there as well. We know what we're getting with Saquon Barkley, but one thing we don't know yet is what did we pass on? Did we pass on, you know, another Eli Manning? Did we pass on a potential Matt Ryan? Did we pass on, you know, a potential another Carson Wentz or Cam Newton or whatever? And that's something that we're going to find out. And when we do, we'll be able to really understand this pick much better and label it for what it is.
Here's the thing. The New York Giants entered QB hell last night, because if you look at the roster, and we agree on this, they lack depth at pretty much every position. The New York Giants are one major injury away, and football is a tough sport, man. As Giants fans, we've seen it over the last few years. People get hurt. The Giants are one key injury away at major positions from a disastrous season. And Saquon was a win now pick. Jack Rabbit goes down. Eli Apple is your CB1. Nate Solder goes down. Your offensive line is back to where it was last year. Unless they select Will Hernandez later today, but that's TBD. You look at the roster and the way it's constructed, they don't even have a defensive end to play opposite Olivier Vernon yet. This is not a win-now team, and Barkley is a win-now pick. A tremendous talent like Barkley takes this team from hardly mediocre to hopefully average. And with a 37-year-old quarterback, if this team finishes 7-9, 8-8, Weiss, all of a sudden, Eli Manning's 39, and the Giants are fucked because now they're in the position that the Bills are in, where they might need to mortgage their picks if quarterbacks go all at the top of the next few drafts. They put themselves in a bad position, especially if John Mara let a franchise quarterback slip by him at number two and go to the Jets. And if Sam Darnold turns it around and John Mara needs to look in the mirror every day and know that he let a quarterback go right into the lap of his crosstown rival. I say crosstown, they share a stadium. It's going to be bad. It's a bad look.
It definitely will be a bad look. And
can we talk about some of the Gettleman quotes?
Yeah, there was one that I have yet to acknowledge on Twitter, and I'm not going to, but it's just bizarre.
This man, I don't think, I mean, listen, we'll obviously not know for another 3 or 4 years.
Right.
But the quotes that came out of this man's mouth last night prove how old, how clueless he is. This is Gettleman on positional value. I think a lot of that's nonsense. I think it's someone who had this idea and got into the analytics of it and did all these running backs and went through their whatever. Hey, Jonathan Stewart is in his 10th year and he's hardly lost anything. Are you kidding me? John Stewart hardly lost anything? What the fuck is this guy talking about?
This is a two-part thing. Number one, I'll let you nail the Jonathan Stewart quote. But when he says that, when he basically denies that the running back position isn't devalued, he's basically calling us all stupid.
Yeah.
Because it is. Look at the numbers. Look at the financial commitments that teams make.
Look at how long they last at the position. Look at the value that other teams get at this position later in the draft. It's just simply not true. It's just not true.
Oh, you're right.
And another quote from him that just drives me bananas. What's the long-term plan with the quarterback? He's going to play, Gettleman said of Manning. What do you want me to tell you? He's our quarterback. We believe in him. He threw the hell out of the ball for 3 days in minicamp. He has not lost one bit of arm strength. And I'm coming back 5 years later. So I'm watching a quarterback in his prime, and now he's 37. You've got to stop worrying about age. Oh, by the way, Julius Peppers played last year at 38. Mike Adams played at 37. There are some guys that are just freaks. Tom Brady is 40. I mean, come on. He's our quarterback. Are you kidding me? The same justification that Dave Gettleman just used for Eli Manning is the same one people use for Davis Webb, that he looked good throwing the ball in shorts in minicamp. This guy, I mean, how can you take him seriously?
I mean, to be honest, you really can't. I mean, you know, I don't want to, you know, the Giants got a good football player.
Yes, we agree on
that. Whether or not they made the right pick is something will be known. But just judging by these quotes and these quotes alone, it just seems like there's a lot of delusional people in the Giants organization right now. And, you know, the truth will come out. Sam Darnold eventually is going to play for the Jets. Josh Rosen will eventually play for the Arizona Cardinals. And we'll find out. And if Dave Gettleman's right, then he's right and we're wrong. But I mean, I have a hard time believing there was only one franchise quarterback in this draft and the Browns took him number one overall.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time believing that.
And what's with all the smoke screens and the rumors? Darnold's the only one they like. Well, he fell right into their lap.
And another thing I wanted to bring up was the leaks. The leaks are still coming out. We've known for about a month now who the Giants liked.
Yeah.
So people say, well, you shouldn't believe the media, you know, the Giants are putting out. No, I'm going to continue.
The age of disinformation, as Jordan Rahnon put it.
No, what was the word that he used yesterday when he said, when they asked him about having to draft a quarterback, what do you say? Hogwash or whatever it was. Yep. Well, it's hogwash. There's still leaks. Everyone still knew what they were doing. And maybe that impacted what kind of trade offers they got, is because people bought into the fact that they're not taking a quarterback. Yep. And, you know, so.
And it's ridiculous. And listen, I was wrong, because my justification, and listen, maybe this is me just trying to convince myself that Saquon wasn't going to be the pick. But I said that under Jerry Reese, all the leaks came out. It was one of the most leaky organizations, and it fucked them numerous times in the draft. Numerous. We saw it with Floyd. We saw it with Conklin. They got screwed because they couldn't keep anything inside the organization. I thought that all these leaks coming out under a new regime and Dave Gettleman was just smokescreen. And turns out it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. No, you're right. I mean, I think yesterday I was watching the 20-minute press conference, and he said, I started watching Saquon in March. That's when he actually said he sat down and started researching him. And now that I think about it, it was about, you know, mid-March, end of March, that we started hearing about, you know, the Giants were serious about Saquon. I mean, up until, you know, post-combine and pro days. I mean, remember that report that said the Giants don't like any quarterbacks?
Yep.
That started coming out, you know, post-combine, right? It was right around that time, maybe after, where we started hearing that. So, you know, the leaks are still there.
We heard rumblings that pretty much everyone in upper management for the Giants, that's John Mara, that's Shermer, that's Gettleman, that's the scouting staff, that they each liked someone different.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact that the Giants are still this incompetent and didn't have a status quo up until maybe yesterday, and who knows, there are probably still some people in the organization that are unhappy with the pick. It's just wild to me.
I mean, I think, you know, if you're John Mara, right, like he basically was in awe of the Green Bay Packers quarterback situation, how they went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, you know, and yesterday we saw 2-3 reports of how, you know, ownership wants a quarterback, yep. But they won't force Gettleman's hand. Well, you know, it's tough to not believe that when everything that's been said about the Giants ultimately came true. So,
and listen, if that's true, then, I mean, listen, the result is not what we wanted, but if John Mara is not able to force his GM's hand, listen, I'd say that's a positive step for John Mara and not meddling, because he's meddled a lot in the last few years.
Yeah, I think for him to kind of give a suggestion, but then ultimately not step in and make the decision for him, I think, you know, that is smart in regards to organizational structure. But man, oh man,
yeah,
they better be right. Because there's a lot.
Saquon's going to be a tremendous player. I feel like absolutely. I just got to say it again, man. Like, he's so good. It's just not the right pick. But hey,
he's a great player. They definitely added a great player yesterday. He'll definitely come in. He'll be a big part of the offense. He'll definitely take pressure off of Odell, and he'll definitely take pressure off Eli. You know, that's for certain. And he definitely is another playmaker to go along with a good slew of playmakers the Giants have. And, you know, now heading into day two, the goal should be to draft some linemen for Saquon Barkley.
Hernandez, baby, he's still there. Yeah,
he's there, and there's a good chance he could be there at, you know, what they pick, 34, mm-hmm. as well. There's also a chance Harold Landry, Boston College, who I thought was going to go in the top 15, is still will be there for the Giants if the Browns don't take him. So there's a lot of options there. I believe they have three more picks. They have a second and then two thirds.
Yeah, they got 34, 66, and 69.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're somehow able to, because as we're seeing in this draft, you know, some good players are falling. Mm-hmm. So that means that those day two guys, they're going to fall as well as, you know, more of these day one guys that fell up. So I would be in the market of looking to flip one of those threes, and maybe I can get an extra fourth or something like that. So if I'm the Giants, I consider that. But who knows what they do. They just seem to have a conviction with just about everything.
Yeah.
Nowadays. So we'll see what happens. But I definitely think, you know, of those three picks, I think two of them, you know, should be a part of your offensive line, depending on how this thing unfolds.
Totally agree.
And I don't think they should touch the quarterback ship has sailed. You know that. You know, I understand Mason Rudolph and Kyle LaLuita, wherever his name is. Yeah. I mean, I get that, but come on, man. The time to take a quarterback was when you had the number two pick. Now,
especially if you look at Dave Gettleman's quotes.
Yeah. Now you're just playing games. You're gonna draft another quarterback who is gonna sit, and you know, who knows, is he better than Davis Webb? You know that.
Yep.
That'll be the question. So, I like Mason Rudolph. I like what he brings to the table, but to me, that's not a pick you make at 34.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got this morning, man. Any final thoughts? This is a nice and quick episode for the people.
No, I got nothing. We talked
Baker
about
Baker Mayfield plus 1,200, though. Sorry, yes. I couldn't get that in for you. I tried.
Is it crazy that the Cleveland Browns at 1 and then the Baltimore Ravens at 32?
They got their guys.
Got their quarterback.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's wrap it up. We'll talk to you guys next week once every single draft pick is in, analyzed. You know the drill. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at EthanGSN. Follow YSNYG Daily. Follow the blog, GothamSN. Subscribe. iTunes, Audioboom, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and now Spotify. It's official. We're on Spotify. We'll talk to you guys soon. Saquon,
peace.
Don't let me down.